We now bring to these microphones David James. It's that time for our weekly conversation, a focus on something key to the body of Christ and understanding the biblical principles by which we should then live out our Christian experience. David James, last week it was the Ukraine. This week it's Hungary. What about next week?
Well, I'll be in Hungary next week as well. Just finished up teaching a course on understanding Roman Catholicism and part of the course on current theological issues. And next week I teach signs, wonders, and the charismatic movement.
Do you ever get to see your family, buddy?
I'll be getting to see them this summer. I'm going to be home most of the summer.
Well, that'll be great, and you'll get in some of that fishing that you love to do as well. Last week, we talked about the problem of replacement theology in the church, as well as the problem of anti-Semitism there in the Ukraine where you were. And this week, we're shifting our focus to Hungary and some recent stories that have made international headlines related to the steady rise of anti-Semitism there as well.
I sent you an article or two, and you sent me some links as well. One had to do with a movie that we can talk about a little bit that was about some things that happened during World War II. Others had to do with the ongoing rise of anti-Semitism here in the country. And one of them had to do with a rebuke from the Israeli ambassador to Hungary for some things that were happening in a Hungarian newspaper. So it's been in the news a lot lately.
David, is it not true that Hungarian Jews have had a significant impact on the world for over 100 years, perhaps as much or more than those in any other country of the world?
Well, that's true. You know, surprising, you even think about Israel being founded as a state in 1948, which was the topic of last week's discussion. Theodor Herzl, who began the Zionist movement in Great Britain, he was actually a Hungarian Jew. And in fact, more Hungarian Jews have won the Nobel Prize in various categories for, like, medicine and physics than the citizens of any other country. And they've certainly had significant influence in music, in science, in medicine throughout the world. And it's just really quite amazing.
Well, given the article about the recent discovery of Jewish remains there along the Danube River in Budapest, let's first discuss the issue of Hungary's role in World War II and how that affected the Jewish people there.
Well, when World War II began, it was not part of the Axis powers. In fact, it stood against Germany. But then as the war moved on, they actually became an occupied country. And so the Nazi regime made Hungary a launching point for its move into Ukraine and then on into Russia. During that time, at the beginning of the war, the Hungarian Jewish population stood at somewhere between 500 and 600,000, and they just about survived the war. But as the Russians pushed into eastern Hungary from Ukraine and pushed back the Nazi army, they actually began exterminating, the Nazis began exterminating the Jews and began shipping them off to Auschwitz. In fact, it was so rapid in just a couple months that they actually built a separate railroad spur in Auschwitz to take all the Hungarian Jews that were being shipped there. And so by the end of the war, only about 20% of the Jewish population was left in Hungary.
So this takes us then to the article, the controversy surrounding the Hungarian movie about a Jewish prisoner there in Auschwitz.
Well, that's right. It's a Hungarian movie produced by, directed by a Hungarian. It actually took the second place prize at the Cannes Film Festival in 2015, and then it actually won an Academy Award this year, as well as a Golden Globe in the foreign language film category. And it caused a lot of stir because the current Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, congratulated the film's director, and he is in a fairly far-right political party, and a lot of people got on his Facebook page and just blasted him and the movie, saying that it wasn't Hungarian, it was Jewish, and there were a lot of anti-Semitic remarks as a result of this.
David, what was the situation in Hungary concerning anti-Semitism during the Cold War, since it was a satellite country of the Soviet Union.
Well, it was mixed, and there were several phases in Hungary's role and relationship to the Soviet Union after World War II. One of the things that first happened was that given how bad things were during World War II, Jews here in Hungary saw the Stalinists as liberators. And so actually a lot of Hungarian Jews made it into fairly high political positions in the communist and the pro-Soviet government. Now, what happened was, as a result, there were a lot of anti-Semitism laws that were passed by the communist government that, because of the average Hungarians not liking the Russians and what was happening, that actually caused an anti-Semitic uprising among the average Hungarian. And also there were a lot of Hungarians that had been influenced by the Nazi propaganda and had become anti-Semitic in their own thinking.
As we've mentioned several times on this conversation that we have weekly, you were a missionary there in Hungary for many years after the fall of communism, and you continue to return every year. So I'm sure you've been watching this situation over, say, the last 25 years.
Well, that's right. We arrived in December of 1992, which was just 1 year after the last Soviet troops pulled out of Hungary. What we saw was kind of a strange thing. Even as communism was no longer in place, the anti-Semitism that had been kind of suppressed for a while came back with a vengeance. And it's been growing in the political parties and been growing throughout the country and being fueled by neo-Nazis. Frequently, there are protests and a lot of anti-Jewish sentiment that is trying to be stirred up by these neo-Nazis.
As you and I both know, David, last month the results of a large study of the scope and nature of anti-Semitism in Hungary, these results were published, and the findings were actually extremely troubling, were they not?
Well, they absolutely were. This came out the 1st of April. Well, actually, it's a little bit older study, but what they showed was that the number of Hungarians who were seen as rejecting Jews on what the article describes as a purely emotional level went from just 9% in 2003 to 23% in 2014. And then when you look at the ruling parties, 23% of the ruling party voters, those who voted, put them in power, seen as strongly anti-Semitic. And then the far-right party, the neo-Nazi party, 54% of its base is seen as strongly anti-Semitic. And equally disturbing, if not more so, that 49% of Budapest residents actually viewed themselves almost as anti-Semitic. So it's a tremendous problem in this country.
And I know that in recent years, this whole topic has become even more important to you personally.
Well, that's right. You know, my kids were raised here in Hungary. They went through the Hungarian public school system, and so a lot of our friends and close personal friends here on staff and their friends are Hungarian. But there was a Jewish girl who, at the age of 14, a daughter of a Jewish father and a Gentile mother, was saved here at the Word of Life camp at the age of 14, and that girl is now my son's wife. And so her father is a Jewish. He's a non-observant Jew. But all of this is deeply personal now. It's a part of our family, and it's a concern for us and for my daughter-in-law's family.
And I'm sure because of it's such a personal, emotional connection that you have with it, you're going to stay on top of it. Now, you're traveling throughout Europe. You were in the Ukraine. You're in Hungary. I know that anti-Semitism is growing basically all across the European Union as well, but the growing anti-Semitism in Hungary is just one more indicator of the last days, would you not say?
Well, I would say so. You know, you talk about it being all throughout Europe, and I think the current flux of immigrants fleeing the Middle East and the rising problem of radical Islam here in Europe is a problem. And certainly, as we know, that the Jewish people are going to come under tremendous persecution under the Antichrist at the midpoint of the tribulation. So, yes, we just keep inching further and further deeper into the last days.
Just another report indicating that as we look at current events in light of Bible prophecy, we have to recognize the times in which we're living, quickly approaching the time that the Bible calls for a 7-year period of time called the tribulation, when there will be judgment upon the earth in many, many different ways in an effort to bring the earth and earth dwellers under submission so the kingdom can ultimately be set up. But of course, that indicates the rapture could happen very soon in the future as well. David, had some good studies with the students there as you train up the next generation, should the Lord tarry. And be safe, and we'll talk to you again next week, probably still there in Hungary.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. It's always great to be with you.